another episode of a podcast about music, which, if you're new here, is a podcast about music. I'm one of your hosts, Logan.
And I'm Eric.
Eric, how are you this week?
Fantastic.
Ooh, good to hear. Anything exciting happening in your life right
Let's just think about this, Logan. My spirits are buoyed by the good news coming out of the medical community. Sounds like, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but it sounds from a lot of sources, generally speaking, that we're starting to see a light at the end of the COVID-19 tunnel.
I sure hope so.
Logan, I'm not saying we're getting back to normal soon, because that's not for me to say, but there's a lot of experts that are suggesting sooner than later, whether sooner means 1 month or 1 year. Either way, I'm going to say of the pandemics I've experienced over the last 300 years,
numerous.
This one could be wrapped up fairly quickly when you look at it, relatively speaking.
Sure, yeah.
I feel very badly for all the people who've been so negatively affected, but at the same time,
it's good to be negative, though.
I'm not certain about that.
If you know what I mean.
Is that a chemistry joke?
No, it's negative for COVID joke. It's pretty obvious.
So what I was getting at was
that was funny.
Logan. Kind of. Hold on, I have to climb back on this soapbox for a second. Excuse me. Can you hear me from all the way up here?
I can. What a strange intro.
I feel like looking at the positive, it's good to see that things haven't been affected more negatively.
Exactly.
Is that a naive take on it? I'm not sure.
Kind of naive, but you know what? That's fine. Because I'm hoping for some sort of positive turnaround with this whole thing, because it's been a while. It's been like a while.
You know what the kids say these days?
What?
It's been a minute.
Oh, I don't know if they've said it.
For those of you,
I don't know if they've said that in a minute.
For those of you in the 40 plus crowd, feel free to add that to your
90%
vocabulary. Hey, Logan, I haven't seen you in years. It's been a minute. See how I did that?
It's been a minute. Yeah. That's funny.
Yep.
Who are we talking about this week, Eric?
Chicago.
We are talking about Chicago.
Formerly known as Chicago Transit Authority.
Mm-hmm.
But guess who did not care for the name?
Who?
The Chicago Transit Authority.
Yeah, I would imagine.
So they had to shorten it, and they went with
Chicago.
Chicago. Makes Logan, sense. I was suggesting to a close associate yesterday that perhaps this week on this pod we would talk about several bands.
Oh yeah.
All
that
of which
associate was me, by the way.
All of which have the name of a US city.
Mm-hmm.
And we came up with a short list.
Chicago and
Boston.
Boston. That's it.
We couldn't think of any others. We didn't give it much real mental struggle.
Yeah, we didn't really think much about it.
Boston's going to wait for another time. Another great band. Different band.
Mm-hmm.
But today, Chicago.
Ooh, Safari cannot open this page because the server cannot be found. I searched bands named after U.S. cities. So, that's interesting. But I guess that's a conversation for
another time. I'll bet there's a band for every major city, but maybe they haven't hit quite as big as Chicago.
No, probably not. Chicago, by the way. Absolute hit after hit after hit.
Second or third only to, in terms of their commercial success, to which bands?
To the Beach Boys.
In terms of sales?
In terms of the most successful American rock band of all time.
Wow.
In terms of both singles and albums.
And here's another band that, just speaking from personal experience, I would guess a lot of Americans and people from around our earth know a lot of Chicago songs and don't exactly realize that they're Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of these are what I like to call part of the soundtrack of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
But could you say in every case, oh, that's a Chicago song?
No, probably not.
I couldn't. I've never studied them.
Neither have I, which is perfect that we're doing an episode on them.
I think this is going to be very informative for a lot of our listeners, especially some of the friends of the show.
Well, Chicago has been singularly underrated since the beginning of their long career, both because of their musical ambitions. To the musicians, rock is only one of several styles of music to be used and blended, along with classical, jazz, R&B, and pop, but also because of their refusal to emphasize celebrity over music. And by those standards, Chicago has succeeded in the ways they intended to. From the beginning of their emergence as a national act, they've been able to fill arenas with satisfied fans. Oh, what you doing there?
Just straightening out. Yep.
Beyond that, the impressive sales and chart statistics, their music has endured, played constantly on the radio, and instantly familiar to tens of millions. Well, that didn't really make much sense.
How about this? Do you want to mix this format up a little today?
Yeah.
How about we do a little Q&A? Ready?
Sure. Oh, by the way, this info comes from allmusic.com.
Logan.
For me, at least.
Who were the founding members of Chicago?
Well, Eric, I am not exactly certain as to how to pronounce these names, at least the last names, but a reed player named Walter Perizzator was part of the band, trumpeter Lee Lonane, or something, and trombonist James Pankow were all musicians at DePaul University, and they moonlighted in the city's clubs, playing everything from R&B to Irish music. And there they encountered less formally educated but no less talented players like guitarist Terry Kath and drummer Denny Serafine.
So wow. That's
pretty interesting.
So you're not talking traditional rock and roll instruments. We're not just talking guitar, bass, and drums.
Nope. And keyboard. Those are the four, big four of the 60s and 70s.
So they had a broader sound.
Yeah, they had a reed player. They had a trumpet player, they had a trombonist, drummer, and guitarist.
Wow. Pretty cool. That's awesome. What year did they form?
In the mid-60s, I believe.
And when did they first reach commercial success?
Oh, they called a meeting of the band to be in February of 1967.
Wow. They still around?
Cool. Yeah, still around, I believe. As of a year ago, they put out a Christmas album. Chicago was actually inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2016. Now, we haven't even talked about Peter Cetera yet.
Who's Peter Cetera?
I believe he was the Glory of Love guy. Not sure. But he was...
Does that have something to do with Chicago?
Yeah, let's see. The sextet became a septet when Peter Cetera, singer and bassist, agreed to defect the Exceptions and join The Big Thing, which was Chicago's first name.
Oh, really? And what year was it?
This was in, let me see, 1968-ish.
Wow. Okay.
So, not long after they started.
Is his the voice that we associate with Chicago, then?
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
I wanted to talk about Chicago today because of their catalog.
Okay.
And I'm sure you have more information.
Logan, I'll sprinkle and pepper as we go. I don't mind.
Making wrong assumptions. So, Eric.
Yes?
Anything else to say? You're kind of hanging me out to dry here.
Logan, I'm just checking some things out here. I see. There are several current members.
Yeah.
A solid 11, according to Wikipedia.com. Excuse me, .org. I apologize.
So what would that make it?
But past members, we got 5, 10, 14 past members. My gosh.
Wow.
So it's one of these, I don't want to say super groups, but groups that have had, obviously, a long history and apparently a fair amount of turnover.
Absolutely. Now, Eric, I wanted to play a few songs very quickly, just the beginning, because they would almost definitely get us copyright striked. Here's a song by Chicago called You're the Inspiration. So, I mean, what an iconic opening, and it's kind of like a piano lick almost, but it's not. But it's a piano riff, for sure.
Yeah, and I
it's
think
an incredible one.
That reminds our listeners who Chicago is if they haven't visited their catalog recently. So let's, what do you say we recommend a few songs, which as always is the best way to let people introduce themselves to Chicago.
You have a song suggestion you'd like to drop?
Sure. Boy, there's so many, Logan.
Well, just give me one at least.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. 25 or 624.
I love that song.
Just to be sure that everybody knows what we're talking about, it's the number 25, the word or, the number 6, the word 2, T-O.
Yeah.
And the number 4. 25 or 624.
And this is what it sounds like. So I'm sure all of you have heard this intro before, and again, it's kind of sad that we can't play more, but all of these songs, again, will be linked right in the show notes. In fact, my second published book called The Figures Among Us Resurrection, you can pick it up on Amazon today, shameless plug, in the book 25 or 6 to 4 gets a mention.
And oh, yeah.
At the end of the book, there's a little playlist section, and that's in it.
That's pretty cool. So you've
thank you, Chicago.
You've been a Chicago fan for a while.
Not a fan. I just knew that one song, and it fit in a scene. Because when I write, I try to think, well, what is a song that would fit well in the scene, and then I'll either try to work it in by way of radio, like in a certain setting, there's a radio, or in the car, or if the character like thinks of it. I don't know. I just like to get that in there so people reading the book can kind of have that in their mind and kind of know what. What's happening, but I don't know. That's
all right. Well, that's exciting. Guess what?
Yeah.
For those of you wondering at this stage in the pod, can I see Chicago this year as long as things open up for outdoor and or indoor music venues?
I would imagine.
Yes. Chicago is out there touring. For example, they're playing a show at Jones Beach this July.
Really?
Rescheduled from last year. They're out there. They're going to be pounding the pavement this year.
Pounding the pavement or...
Yeah, with their tour bus.
Yeah, I was
pounding away. Yeah, maybe isn't just, that exciting?
Maybe just rolling along on that pavement.
Maybe some of them like to jog. I don't know. It's not for me to say.
No, it isn't. I have another song suggestion.
Hit me.
Maybe we'll go over and listen to them. I highly doubt it. Another song that I'd like to suggest is called Hard to Say I'm Sorry / Get Away.
That's one of their biggest hits, right?
Yeah, and here's a tiny bit of it.
Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
So if you want to hear more of that, make sure, please, I beg you, make sure to check out the link in the show notes. Eric, that's all I've got for song suggestions this week.
Okay, well, I think that's excellent. Absolutely awesome, Logan.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Would you, if you could, go check out Chicago the Band?
Oh, absolutely.
Summer? Yeah?
I would, yeah.
Because, folks, tickets are still available. Check them out. That would be a lot of fun, huh?
It would be a lot of fun if COVID numbers get
maybe
better.
We'll see you there.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe,
Eric?
Maybe not. Definitely.
I smell a fun segment in the air. Do you?
Really?
Actually, it might be a deodorant.
Is that?
Can't tell.
Is that actually real, what I'm smelling?
It might be fake. One way to find out. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Real or Fake. Take it away.
Logan, I'm proud to say that we've received yet another gold star.
Really?
Yeah.
How many gold stars are we up to at this point?
17. They're not awarded by any particular official agency, but... I have given us now 17 gold stars for this episodical segment we fondly refer to as Real or Fake.
We do fondly refer to it as Real or Fake. You're right.
We're each going to give the other two quick stories from the current events of the past week or two.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to cite our references.
Okay.
One is real, one is
Whoa,
fake.
Whoa, what was that?
Yeah, I had an itch in my eye.
Jeez.
One is real, one is fake.
Thank God we're not a video podcast.
And hopefully we'll figure out which is which.
That's right.
Who went first last week?
I kind of have a feeling that you did, but you can go again.
I don't recall. I don't care. You hit me with whatever you want.
All right. Story number one. An escaped cow ran inside a hospital and attacked patients, knocked over chairs, and caused general panic. A group of people ran to a corner for safety, but were followed by the cow that then slammed into them. In a video, the cow falls several times, allowing some patients to escape, but leaves an injured woman trapped on the floor.
Smells fake to me, but I'll see what the second story is.
Smells like Teen Spirit, to be honest. A powerful winter storm that blew through many areas of Texas earlier this week has sparked an interesting controversy. Should residents be required to store non-perishables and bottled water in caution for another storm? Many residents of Lockhart, Texas are protesting their local government, claiming that these requests fall outside of their constitutional rights.
Wow, that's very interesting.
So we've got some controversy, and we've got a cow attack.
So already they are trying to get residents to stockpile stuff?
Not like extremely so, but just like to last them a couple nights in case this were to happen again, since their infrastructure is so poorly built for
this sort of weather,
that kind of climate.
Yeah.
Just having water, especially because there is very limited water supply in many areas of Texas right now. Having water and non-perishables on hand, they're suggesting that people do that, and some local governments are passing legislation for it.
I've never known any local government to move that fast.
Well, obviously the legislation isn't passed, but I don't know. I don't live in Lockhart, so.
Then again, I also smelled fake with the cow trampling the ER.
It was a hospital.
Wow.
Could have been a waiting room. It actually was a waiting room.
Oh, really?
Doesn't mean it's real or not. It's
where did that happen again?
In a hospital.
In what town? Fake. Fake. Fake.
You're false.
I say they're both fake.
You're wrong, I mean. No, the cow story is real. And to my knowledge, the Texas story about stockpiling food is fake.
Where did you read about this cow story? In fakenews.com?
Wow. You mean CNN? I'm kidding, by the way. I don't think that. just want to make it clear in case people don't think I'm joking. Let me see. I got this story from, because I always search crazy news stories beforehand. God, is it? It's not even here, is it?
You know what? I'll be honest, Logan.
Yeah, I'll find
it. I don't have any trouble finding my real story each week, but when I search the fake story, I have to search high and low for a fake story.
Well, yeah, in your brain.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, then.
As you were.
Victorious.
Good job. All right. Well, we'll see you next week. Are you ready for this? You know I love to have a common theme running through mine. Last week it was 70-year-old record breakers. This week, Logan?
Yeah.
68-year-old record breakers.
Wow. So we're going down 2 years.
And I'll be honest, one of them isn't really a record breaker. I'm not sure what the record was for one of them, but the other one broke a record.
Yeah.
Do you know what a muscle up is?
I do.
CrossFit move, muscle up. Mm-hmm. You did it all the way?
Well, yeah, it hurt, but I did it all the way.
It's like you're
kind of peer pressure.
Imagine someone doing a pull up
and then pushing themselves up and locking their arms at the top and then coming back down.
Pull up and then continuing to push your body up to where your arms are basically straight down, holding the bar right around your hip level.
Holding your torso up in the air.
Oh, you're basically holding yourself in a standing position next to the bar and then bringing yourself back down, all in a controlled manner. There seems to be a little rocking. Like, I took a little video in case you weren't familiar with that. There's the old...
Yeah, that's a muscle up.
Muscle up. It's intense.
Tough. It's very tough.
Some people, you know, like a very fit gymnast, male or female.
I like how you prepared that.
Thank you. A very fit gymnast might do it with a lot more control and poise than, say, your weekend warrior CrossFit-er.
Weekend warrior.
Yeah, so.
I knew someone with a shirt that said weekend warrior.
Logan.
Still know him, actually.
Our first story comes from Dublin, Ireland.
Nice.
Yes, very nice.
Friend of the show, Dublin.
friend of the show, soon to be friend of the show, Sandra Bromel or Brommel. Bromel, probably. I'm not sure.
Seems fake.
68-year-old woman from Dublin. Beat the former record for 60 to 70-year-old female of 79 continuous muscle-ups.
79.
There's no time limit, so the question is, do you rest when you're up or you're down? Different people have their own personal ways. Rest when you're
up, I would say.
Yeah, because then you're not holding on with your forearms. Yeah. So I don't know what her preferred method was, but those are two different methods. Mm-hmm. No time limit. You just have to continue to do them.
Do you know how tall she was?
No clue how tall she
was. Or how much she weighed, because... Well, weight and see height a picture, is a very important
She looks factor. Fit for a 68-year-old, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. What is she, Russian?
I don't know why she would be in a hurry to do these. Huh?
Just get it over with, you know? No, she's Irish, Dublin. Right?
She's from Dublin. I don't know if she's Irish, but right now she lives in Dublin because that's where she did it.
Russians have an incredible thing about them when it comes to endurance.
Anyway, she's a CrossFit... I don't want to say aficionado or
a fit lunatic, right?
I'm not sure, but she's definitely into CrossFit.
Workout nut, right?
Yeah, workout. Yeah.
Okay. Workout, so anyway, just a workout?
Logan, she beat the former record of 79. Do you know how many she did?
80.
101.
Jeez, my God.
And she picked that number. She said afterwards, though, who knows if this is really true. She said afterwards she felt like she could continue, but knowing she beat the record, she did 101, which was the age her mother was when she passed away.
Wow.
So she did it to honor her mother.
Beautiful.
And she did it quicker than I could, that's for sure. I would take about a week, and I'd need sleep breaks. She did it in 6 minutes, 35 seconds.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fake. I'm calling
that's
it right
fake?
Now. Yeah. I'll hear you a second.
106 minutes?
Yeah.
How do you figure fake?
I figure because 100 is really tough to do. Your arms get progressively more and more sore.
Sure they do. 6 minutes, 35 seconds. Anyway.
I have to run soon, but I'd love to.
I understand, Logan.
Yeah.
Story number two.
All right.
How old?
68.
Male or female?
Male.
Correct.
Evening it out.
Jerry Brown.
Nice.
He lives in Hawaii, in Kanapali, Hawaii. He moved from the States, well, the CONUS, as we say, years ago. But he does live in Hawaii. He's a fitness instructor, formerly instructed... elite military groups in fitness and martial arts. He's quite a specimen, this man. 68 years old. Mm. His exercise routines around the town he lives in Hawaii are legendary. Legendary. People have seen him out for years doing all sorts of insanely difficult workout sets.
Yeah.
He did... a series of push-ups in a row.
Oh, God.
He's all about, much like the CrossFit rules, he's all about not giving himself time limits, especially now that he has all sorts of arthritis in his arms, wrists.
Well, he's 68.
Elbows.
What can you expect, right?
How many push-ups did he do in one set?
300.
1,000.
No.
Five.
Okay.
1,005.
I'm calling it right now.
In 2 hours, 9 minutes, and 48
Never
seconds.
Never mind.
He believes in... Army rules, you have to lock your elbows at the top.
I believe that too.
And you have to go down at least to 90 degrees, you know, at the elbow. But he goes down past 90 degrees. He uses those little things that you hold your hands on. What do you call those? Like
little hooks.
Little push-up handles, you know,
hooks, yeah.
Because of all his arthritis. But he did 1,005 in a set lasting 2 hours, 9 minutes, and 48 seconds.
Well, he did them with his arms in. Like, the way I do push-ups is the military style, obviously, going down 90 degrees and then locking your arms
back up. He did them properly.
But my arms stay in instead of out. So, like, they're in to my the sides of my body the entire time. Obviously, again, this isn't a video podcast, so I can't show you guys what I mean. But just making sure he did it that way.
Yes.
Well, I think that story is real.
You are correct. 1,000 push-ups.
Wow.
You might want to read about Jerry Brown, folks. We're going to link his bio to the show notes.
We are?
Yep.
You mean I am.
and you're well compensated for your hard work.
Yeah. I would be surprised to see if you could actually put one of these episodes out in a timely fashion.
Well,
it takes luckily, 5 minutes for me to get it from my computer all the way out to you guys.
Luckily for me,
a few days for you.
I am not interested in learning that answer.
Do you even know how to export this into an MP3 file?
I don't even know what that thing
because
is over there.
This is a GarageBand project right now, and we need to convert it into something and then put it into my phone. And then I put everything, because it's easier on my phone. I could just use all my notes and stuff and copy and paste.
Logan.
And then bring it into the app and then format it and then add like special tags for season and episode number. It's pretty complicated, but I do it because I love you guys. So,
you know how you're not interested in learning how to operate our pressure cooking Instant Pot?
You've never asked me if I wanted to use
the
Instant Pot.
You're welcome to use it to make dinner tonight for the family.
Yeah, I think we're going to have an instant explosion. The kitchen will be blown to pieces if I use it. Good analogy.
Folks, just a warning. We have heard secondhand cases of people who have been injured by flying tops of pressure cookers. Make sure that they're sealed properly, locked properly, before attempting to pressure cook anything. But yeah, Logan, that's how I feel about all your computer learning over there.
Yeah. I don't have any weekly wisdom this week.
Well, maybe we should think some up. You want to make it up on the spot?
Sure. Okay. Weekly wisdom tip. If you have an iPhone and you want the screen to be dimmer than the lowest brightness it can go, if you go into settings, accessibility, and then display and brightness, and under reduce white point, it'll make your screen go a lot darker. So if you use it during the night, or like use Snapchat, since for some reason they still don't have dark mode available to everyone, do that and your screen will be much darker.
Okay, that's great.
I mean, it doesn't apply to you because you're weird and have a Samsung.
Yeah, since you've just excluded people with any taste in electronics, I'd like to give a life hack that applies to the rest of the world. Do you mind?
Jeez, well, you went for the head with that one.
This from brightside.me, a nice website I've found just recently.
Yeah, like 5 seconds ago?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
From brightside.me. Logan, he who is without smelly shoes cast the first stone. Am I right?
You're right.
We're all guilty of it.
Cool.
You wear your topsiders in the summer with no socks, you're going to have smelly shoes.
I've never done that in my life.
You work out repeatedly in your old sneakers, or some say tennis shoes.
Tennis shoes, yeah.
Stinky, stinky shoes.
Nice. That's a
the life hack that I shared years ago is that you can crumple up newspaper to dry out those smelly shoes. But as far as getting the odor out, Logan, try to place a few dry tea bags inside each shoe.
Cool.
To absorb the smell. If your shoes are not just smelly but also wet, fill them with a mixture of rice and baking soda and leave them for a few days.
I will. I'll do exactly that.
Yeah, it's a great, great idea.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you this week, Eric. And I've already gotten some listener feedback.
From this episode?
Yeah. I know. It's crazy. That maybe we want to do an episode about the musical Chicago and confuse all of our listeners by putting out 2 episodes called Chicago.
Wow.
Maybe, maybe not.
This is a little frightening that you've already gotten feedback.
Yeah, well, life moves fast in the suburbs. Am I right?
You're not wrong.
Well, you don't watch WandaVision, so you don't understand that reference.
I am going to get up, walk away while the magic happens here.
Yeah.
And get myself a glass of water.
Cool. What are you going to do with it?
Drink it.
Just straight up?
I don't want to use a word as crass as chug, but Logan,
guzzle.
I'm going to
guzzle will do.
Chug that glass of water.
Chug the heck out of that glass of water.
A celebratory glass of water for earning our 18th gold star.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Check out that YouTube channel, Badlands Chugs. He is a funny guy. My God. We watched his boot chug a couple weeks ago of like the Fanta drink, orange.
Yeah,
soda.
I think it was about a year ago, but yeah.
That was like a couple of weeks ago. It could have been a year ago, but anyway, time flies here in the suburbs. Well, that was an incorrect reference. And with that, we will see all of you next week with possibly a very confusing episode, because you'll think, wow, did they re-release the same episode? And we'll have to make it the same length to make it even more confusing. Anyway, goodbye.